Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a lovely positive story. Primary schools across the country are seeing a boom in chess playing among students. Lee Murray is a primary school teacher and secretary of FIHL. FIHL.ie. FIHL is Irish for chess, and Lee Murray is on the line. Good afternoon, Liam.
Hi, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. This is great. This is, as I say, a good news story. Where did it all start for you and the chess in primary schools?
Yeah, I suppose when I started teaching roughly 10 years ago, I was using chess in my own classroom, and I just saw it had something extra, you know, in that, like, every child in my class was able to access chess no matter how academic or otherwise they were. So I just thought it had something a bit magic about it in terms of accessibility and inclusion. So from there, it built in outside my classroom across the school. I had children from first class playing children in sixth class, and age was irrelevant. So it really it benefited the school culture and school climate as well. So it doesn't need to benefits from what I could see as a teacher, you know.
And it doesn't need very expensive equipment or facilities. You can do it in a classroom.
Yeah, very, very cheap to get started. You know, a few like a chess set might be maybe €10 in a toy shop. So, and they're very durable as well.
And when did it become something national, Liam?
I suppose when I was teaching Kildare for a while, and then I moved home to Cork, and I met a few other kind of people who were kindred spirits in terms of wanting, you know, seeing the benefits of chess in their own school for children, for all children, and wanting to put a bit more structure on it in terms of, you know, an event that might just, I suppose, be the focus point for chess during the winter months. Mm. We'd have an event in the springtime to kind of focus everyone's mind on it. And from there, in the first year, so FIHL was started in 2017, but chess was going on in primary schools, in many primary schools for many years before that. And in 2017 in Cork, we had maybe 38 schools, and it's grown since then. This year now, we have 650 schools, which is one in every five primary schools in the country.
That's percentage growth there, isn't it? 38 over 600 in, 8 years? That's spectacular.
And we had to stop for 1 or 2 years because of COVID as well, so it's even less. So we're blown away by the interest.
And the reason this is such a good news story is, and I wouldn't have been aware of this, but you were very aware of it, is that it's not just the playing of the chess, that there are other huge benefits to children while playing chess.
This is it. You know, for us as teachers, you know, chess and chess knowledge and chess ability, it's all lovely. And for some children, you know, they'll really hone in on that. But really, for us as teachers, it's the social skills development amongst children that we're getting at with this. So all our lessons on the FIHL website, the basic lessons starting off with the pawn and so on, they're all linked to social skill development and the actual SPHE curriculum we have in primary schools as well. So it's very much something teachers can do in a primary school during the school day as well themselves. But the opportunity for children to, I suppose, have a social platform. So some children find the yard, you know, very overburdening. Mm-hmm. So giving them a social platform like chess, where you have a partner to play against, someone assigned you that you play against, just naturally lends itself to development of social skills. You know, they have to shake hands, they have to make eye contact, they have to have a bit of small talk as well. And there's been huge benefits for children then across the spectrum in terms of primary school. So I was telling your researcher, one of our events this year, we had an email from a school asking us, a child who has mobility issues in a wheelchair, and they couldn't move the pieces themselves, but they learned to play chess. And was it okay for an SNA to move the pieces for them at the event? Yeah. And we just thought, this is exactly what FIHL is about. Yeah. You know, this is a fully inclusive activity for children to be involved in.
And of course, the children are blissfully unaware of all these benefits. It's like hiding the vegetables in the tomato sauce or the lasagna, isn't it?
Yeah, which primary school teachers are very, 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 very talented at doing as well, you know, hiding a lot of vegetables.
Yeah. So just give us a few examples. Then you're witnessing that, because it is, not every child is sporty. Not every child is musical. Not every child, you know, is good academically. But all comers are welcome with chess.
Absolutely, yeah. So chess has no reading or writing requirements to be part of it. And even I would have seen my own school, some of the best chess players were children who maybe were getting extra help in maths and Gaelic and so on.
You were losing you there now. There's somebody trying to get you to tell you you're on the radio. Hello, Liam. Oh, there you go. We lost him completely. That's Liam Murray there. I tell you what, he's back. Liam, you're back. Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Right, okay, no, there was somebody ringing you to tell you were on the radio.
I think that's you, yes. That's yeah, that's you get that a lot.
Is that you on the radio, Liam? Yes, it is. Now leave me alone. I'm on the radio. Yeah. Sorry, you were just saying about what you've witnessed over the years.
Yeah, so just, I suppose, the children who were getting additional support in maths and reading and so on, sometimes they were the best chess players in the entire school. And often we think of chess as being this intellectual pursuit. Mm. And so it was really useful for children and teachers and everyone in the school community just to have a double check on, like, maybe we've misjudged that child. Maybe there's more potential there than we actually see. And for children themselves, then it can be often their one thing that they latch onto in a school. So maybe they find school isn't really for them in terms of academics and even sporting stuff as well. But that they see, like, this chess is my thing. And even teachers have reported that it actually helps. It has helped in some schools in terms of attendance, which has been a problem recently since COVID.
Right. And the other thing is then, when they're representing their school, they can put on the school jersey.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's been massive, for children who wouldn't be on the sports team or anything like that. They wear the school jersey at a Fihil event. And that's been a massive self-confidence and self-esteem boost for those children then.
Yeah. And do you have to do this? Is this supported by the Department of Education, Liam?
Not currently, but if there's anyone in the department listening, maybe that's who was calling me a while ago. Maybe they want to help to fund us. But if there is anyone there who wants to talk to us, we're happy to talk. But it's more of I'm a primary school teacher myself. Everyone involved in Fihil, there's 40 of us, kind of, I suppose, volunteers leading the organisation of it. And then there's a Fihil coordinator in every one of those schools. But it's all volunteer-based from the principal, from the teachers currently. Right. So we've been blown away by what we can do as a volunteer organisation so far. But we want to hopefully get it to every primary school in Ireland. And is the goal.
It's not screen time, which is brilliant. And it strikes me as something that you can play any generation. So I was thinking, actually, I'm inspired by reading about this, and I think I'm going to learn how to play. I did learn at primary school, but I've forgotten. And it'd be something that myself, my son and my daughter could play, which is a good thing. Yeah.
That's really come true, actually, as well. I did a small piece of research in my own school a few years ago on the impact it was having, and I was expecting it to be in the area of maths and numeracy and so on, but it was really in the area of social skills. And even when I interviewed some parents for that, they mentioned how they were able to have, particularly sixth-class children, sixth-class boys, mothers were saying that they could have a game of chess with their, suddenly silent pre-teenager, and they could have that conversation, that kind of check-in about how things are going as they navigate that transition from sixth class to first year as well. So when we talk intergenerational, there's multiple scenarios there we're talking about, not just first class to sixth class. It's child to parent, grandparent to child as well.
So you have that situation where you have to sit down opposite each other. And although the chessboard is in between you, you're making eye contact, and it's a time to broach those tricky subjects. And some people say you do it in a car, but I can see how playing a game of chess would work as well.
Yeah, it's just one of those other ways to have those kind of what we talk about, shoulder-to-shoulder conversations between parents and child.
Yeah.
So if any parent is interested, like, we have a YouTube page where we have all our kind of games. So learning chess using the Fihil method, which is a method kind of used across Europe as well, is using mini games. So we learn the pawn and we play a game with the pawn. So you're playing games from the very word go. And you learn about the rook, and you play a pawn and rook game, and it kind of slowly becomes layered up. We've got some excellent videos created by volunteer teachers about how to play those games, how to understand the pieces. So even a parent could pick up those games on our Fihil YouTube channel and watch the playlist and just follow through the playlist like that as well.
And I see it's 1 in 5 primary schools at the moment. And we know here, because of the time we're on, that a lot of teachers listen. So if you are on the way home in the car and you want your school to be involved, they can just go to fihil.ie.
Yeah, they can get involved there if they know how to play chess. And we're also very aware that many teachers don't know how to play chess. And actually, many of the 650 schools that are involved with us, a teacher there didn't know how to play chess. They came along to one of our CPD courses, one of our summer courses. So there's a 20-hour summer course available over the summer for teachers to learn how to play chess and then learn how to teach chess as well. So that'll be available across the country from Donegal to Cork this summer as well. There's 30 venues across the country. I think we have capacity for 700 teachers to be trained up there as well. So if any teacher is interested, get signed up there. And if you can find it, email Fihil as well, and we'll help you.
Thanks very much, Lee Murray, Secretary of FIHAL, F-I-C-H-E-A-L-L, and their website is fihal.ie. Thanks, Lee. Thank you. Grimagot. Anish Tarshi now in the Preeve Skelton and Oakley, Cottawallish.